各位朋友，各位弟兄姐妹，晚上好。
Good evening, brothers and sisters and friends.
祝你们感恩节平安。
Peace on this Thanksgiving Day.
我们今天晚上享受了一顿很丰盛的感恩节晚餐。
I'm sure we all enjoyed the delicious dinner, we had this evening.
我发现做牧师的一个好处就是可以吃很多次的感恩节大餐。
I discovered that one good thing about being a pastor is that you get to eat a number of Thanksgiving meals.
有一年我从下午五点钟一直到晚上十点钟跑了三个小组，吃了好几只火鸡。
There was a year I remember from 5 in the afternoon to 10 in the evening, I went to a number of small groups and I tasted several turkeys.
今年从上星期到现在已经吃过六次了。
And this year, since last week to now, I have participated in 6 Thanksgiving meals.
每次我们吃完了感恩节大餐以后，我们带着什么离开？
After every big Thanksgiving meal, what do you leave with?
满满的一肚子的火鸡、火腿、南瓜派吗？
A whole stomach full of turkey and pumpkin pie, and ham, etc.
还是我们带着满满的感谢、愉快、满足、喜乐、感恩，作为我们今天的结束。
Or do you leave with a heart full of thanksgiving, joy, contentment, and happiness?
保罗在帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十八节说：“你们要凡事谢恩，因为这是神在基督耶稣里向你们所定的旨意。”
Paul said in First Thessalonians.5:18, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
你说凡事谢恩的意思就是没有每一件事情，所有的事情你都要感恩。
What does it mean in all circumstances? It means doesn't matter what it is, you still need to give thanks.
这是神对我们的心意。
This is God's purpose for us.
我今天信心的主题用这个。凡事谢恩作为题目，那我们来想一想，我们如何凡事谢恩
？So today, that is the theme of my message to give thanks in all circumstances. Let's think, how can we give thanks in all circumstances?
因为我不照讲稿讲，所以我要帮助一下设计。
Go ahead.
刚才我们已经听到了三个感恩见证。
Just now, we heard 3 different Thanksgiving testimonies.
Christine, 挚爱的丈夫 Ehud 突然去世。
Christine's beloved husband Ehud died suddenly.
彭弟兄跟瑞昌姐因为车祸，一辆新车全毁了。瑞昌姐的手和还在这个做复健当中。
And for Ben and Cindy, they had this terrible accident where the car was totaled, and Cindy suffered injuries, and she's still recovering from the injuries to her hand.
So Eva 也是因为车祸在85号公路撞到一只黑色的大熊。
And Eva, she has this accident on I-85, and she hit this big black bear.
两个车祸，一个亲人去世，这三件事都在我们人眼中看起来是极为不幸的事。
Two serious accidents and a loved one dying suddenly. In our eyes, these are all tragic things.
这是一场灾难，是一个悲剧，为什么会变成感恩的事情
？These are disasters, tragedies. Why should we give thanks for such things?
我们都听到了他们感恩的见证。
We heard the Thanksgiving testimony.
那这件事情要是发生在你身上呢
？What if this happened to you?
那我们就开始用我们自己那个小脑袋，在看着眼前的问题，试着去理解为什么坏事情总是发生在我的身上。
So with our limited intelligence, we would look at this, and then we try to figure this out. Why is it that so many bad things happen to me?
当我们这样子在想的时候啊。我们已经在质问神说：“哎，难道你不能保护我吗？神，难道你不爱我吗
？”So when we are thinking like this, in actual fact, we are confronting God, accusing Him, say, "God, can't you protect me? Don't you love me?"
在这个心情下面，我们里面是感恩的心吗
？So when you under this mindset, Do you have a heart of thanksgiving?
还是我们里面装的是怀疑、埋怨？神啊，你在哪里？
Or are we filled with doubts and complaints, and we say, God, where are you?
所以保罗说，哎，我们在帖撒罗迦前书五章十八节说，你要凡事感恩啊，很明显在这里产生了冲突，不是吗？
So if we look at what Paul said in Thessalonians and says, give thanks in all circumstances, that seems to conflict with our mindset here.
圣经的这一句话是不是在要求我们做一件我们做不到的事情？
So are we saying that this particular verse from the Bible is asking us to do something that we cannot possibly do?
换句话说，哎，凡事谢恩的真实性到底有多真啊？我可以相信吗？
In other words, giving thanks in all circumstances, can this be done? Is this true?
在使徒行传十六章二十五节发生了一件事情。
In our Acts chapter 16, verse 25, something happened.
就在半夜的时候啊，保罗跟希拉祷告、唱诗、赞美神啊，众囚犯也侧耳而听。
So about midnight, Paul and Silas were praying and singing hymns to God, and the other prisoners were listening to them.
弟兄姐妹，为什么保罗跟希拉半夜不睡觉，要起来祷告、唱诗、赞美神啊？
Brothers and sisters, why weren't Paul and Silas sleeping? It was after all the middle of the night. Why would they be awake and praising God and singing?
好，我们从前面的经文了解一件事。
If we look at the context at the verses before that, we would understand.
保罗因为传福音的缘故被抓起来，被官府呢剥了衣服，打了许多的棍子，然后关在监狱里面。
Because Paul spread the gospel, he was arrested and he was flogged, and he and Silas were thrown into prison, and their feet were fastened in the stocks.
所以我就明白了，保罗跟希拉是因为身体疼痛半夜睡不着啊。
So we understand that they couldn't sleep in the middle of the night because it was hurting so much.
那我身体疼痛，我都希望这个痛赶快结束嘛，赶快停止。
If I am hurting, what I want is that, oh, I want this hurting to stop.
或者是我心里非常的难受，我只希望主啊，你赶快救我，医治我。
Or I feel so bad that I would say to God, Lord, please heal me, please save me.
但是为什么祷告、唱诗、赞美神？
So what? But then why did they pray and sing and praise the Lord?
所以保罗在这里用凡事谢恩啊，是用他的亲身经历来证明的。
So when Paul says give thanks in all circumstances, he actually did it. He had the experience of giving thanks under these circumstances.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们在今天感恩节聚会，我希望你带着这个观念回到家里面。
And brothers and sisters, I want you to bring this concept home as you leave here today.
就是无论在多么艰难的处境，即使你有生命的危险的时候。
So no matter how bad the circumstances are, even if it's a matter of life and death,
有一件事情是不会改变的。
One thing will not change.
就是你必须相信神爱你。
That is, you have to believe that God loves you.
你绝对相信神爱你。
You must absolutely believe God loves you.
没有任何的事情使神的爱与你隔绝，这是在罗马书八章三十五到三十九节的保证。
And then we have a guarantee from Romans 8:35-39, and nothing can separate you from the love of the Lord.
所以在这个时候，我们的小脑袋想不明白的。
So we try to figure this out.
我们走过人生苦难的时候，我们的神要对我们说。
As we go through the hardships of life, God will say to us,
他说，孩子，你不明白这一切，但是我明白。
He would say, My child, you don't understand what is happening, but I do.
我知道这是为你好，相信我，你要信得过我对你的爱。
Because this is all for your good. Believe me and trust in my love for you.
我为你准备今生最奇妙的事情，不但是今生，还有在未来的荣耀里，所以你不要灰心。
I have prepared the best for you, not only for this life, but also for the life to come. So do not be discouraged.
所以这样困难带来什么好处？
So what does these hardships bring us? What benefit would we get from these?
经过困难，我们仍然相信神的爱没有改变。
So even going through these hard times, we still believe that God's love to us has not changed.
这叫做信心。
This is what we call faith.
这叫做一个活泼又生又活的盼望。
This is a hope that is a living hope, a true hope.
今天我们在这里，可能今年没有发生这些事情，很多的人没有发生这个事情。
I'm sure most of us here, we did not go through such things in the past year.
那我们怎么样感恩呢？
So how do we give thanks?
你记得诗篇一百零三篇大卫说什么吗？
Do you remember what David said in Psalm 103?
大卫说，我的心啊，你要称颂耶和华。
He said, praise the Lord, O my soul.
大卫说这句话好像我的心睡着了。
It's as if the soul is asleep.
所以要把你摇醒啊，醒过来，醒过来，你要称颂耶和华。
So you want to wake the soul, I say, wake up, wake up, you should praise the Lord.
那你怎么称颂耶和华？你的心怎么醒过来？
Now, how do you do it? How would your soul wake up and praise the Lord?
秘诀在哪里？
Where's the secret?
一百零三篇第二节。
In Psalm 103, verse 2.
不可忘记你的恩惠。
And forget not all his benefits.
这就是我们今天晚上在这里，我们要数算神的恩典。
That is why this evening we need to count God's blessings.
当我们数算神的恩典的时候，我们再一次的坚定相信，神爱我，永远没有改变。
So as we count His blessings, once more we are confirmed that God's love for us has not changed.
所以弟兄姐妹，各位朋友
，Brothers and sisters, friends,
希望我们今天从这三个见证里面
，It is my hope that through these three testimonies,
再一次的相信。保罗在罗马书八章三十五到三十九节所说的。
So once more we believe what Paul said in Romans chapter 8:35-39.
他说没有什么事能够叫神的爱与我们隔绝。
He said nothing can separate us from the love of God.
不是困难，不是刀剑
，No weapons.
不是死亡，不是任何掌权的人。
Nobody in authority.
然后最后他说了一句话。
And lastly, he said.
他说，因为这是在主耶稣基督的爱里面。
Because all this is in the love of the Lord Jesus Christ.
对，帖撒罗尼迦前书五章十八节。
So in the First Thessalonians 5:18.
他说，凡事谢恩。
He said, give thanks in all circumstances.
里面有一句重要的话。
There's a very important sentence there.
他说：“因为这是神在基督耶稣里向我们所定的旨意。”
For this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus.
所以，让我们今天就带着这句话回家。
Let us go home with this verse.
那我们继续的相信神的恩典在我们的身上永远不会停止。
Let us continue to believe that God's grace and blessings on us will never end.
在困难的时候，我们仍然可以赞美神。
So even in trials and tribulations, we can still praise the Lord.
因为赞美感恩是我们信仰所结出来的果子。
Because praise and thanksgiving is the fruit of our faith.
最后，我们请陈牧师来为我们做一个结束祷告。
We ask Pastor Chen to come and lead us in closing prayer.Please stand and let us pray.
天父上帝，我们感谢你。
Our Heavenly Father, we want to thank you.
我今天在这里一同述说你的恩典。
We come here this evening to count your blessings together.
我们感谢主，因为世界上无论什么改变，主的爱永远与我们同在。
We thank you, Lord, because whatever changes happen in the world, your love will always be with us.
无论是阳光，是下雨天，我们都感谢你。
Whether it is sunshine or rain, we still thank you.
坚固我们的信心。
Strengthen our faith.
帮助我们眼目望着你。
Help us so that we will focus on you.
使我们能够凡事谢恩。
So that we can give thanks in all circumstances.
因为这是神在耶稣基督里面向我所定的旨意。
Because this is the will of God for us in Christ Jesus.
愿意每一位属于你的人，愿意你自己的教会成为一间加美的教会，谢恩的教会。
Lord, we ask that all who belong to you and all the churches that belong to you, we will become people of praise and churches of praise.
我们真愿意好像大卫一样说，我们一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我们。
May we be able to say like David, that all the days of our life, blessings will follow us.
神啊，我们愿意永永远远一生一世都住在你的殿中。
Lord, it is our desire to live in your house forever.
为我们的好处不在你以外。
Because we have no good beside you.
散开的时候，主啊，与我们同行。
As we go back to our homes, we ask that you will go with us.
使用我们的生命成为主美好的见证。
And that you will use all our lives to be wonderful testimonies for you.
见证我们所信的上帝是又真又活、满有恩惠慈爱的上帝。
And we can testify that our God is a true and living God, full of loving kindness.
我们这样祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
请坐。
Please be seated.
感谢神给我们这样丰富的一个特别的一个感恩的晚会。
We want to thank the Lord for giving us this wonderful Thanksgiving worship service.
愿我们都学会了凡事感恩。
So we need to give thanks to God in all circumstances.
祝大家晚安。
Good evening.